The Mike O'Mara Show opening vignette is brought to you by ScoreBig.com. If you've ever been to a game or a concert that's supposedly sold out, yet there are open seats all around you, it's because they're not really sold out. But how do you get those tickets? There's a better way to get them. It's called ScoreBig.com. ScoreBig works with teams, promoters, and others to provide you with great savings, 10 to 60% on your favorite team, whether it's baseball, the NFL, NBA, college, or the NHL, even concerts. You can choose a couple of upcoming games, like, for example, the USC Trojans football, Washington Redskins, RG3 all season, Cardinals versus Eagles, Yankees versus A's, Nationals versus Cardinals. Tickets at scorebig.com are always below box office price, and that is guaranteed. Go to scorebig.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout and save at least $15 off the box office price on your first purchase.
From the Mike O'Mara Show World News Headquarters, there's been a lot of talk about comments by Mitt Romney over the weekend, who was concerned about a fire that had grounded his wife's plane on Friday. Quoting Mr. Romney, "When you have a fire in an aircraft, you can't find any oxygen from outside the aircraft to get in the aircraft because the windows don't open. I don't know why they do that," said Mr. Romney. "It's a real problem," end quote. The Mike O'Mara Show also has had exclusive access to the Romney campaign plane just a couple of days ago. The crew was able to board with Mr. Romney, and we share that exclusive tape with you now.
Well, what do you think, boys?
Very this nice of you great. To have
very
us
very
here.
Nice
yeah,
plane. Got a nice on this plane. I'm delighted to have you. I know you really? Skew you left you skewed left some of you, but it's great to have you on the campaign.
It's very
plane.
Generous of you to have us.
What is this first class?
You're a kidder.
I am.
All of our seats are appointed like you would get on a regular, you know, first-class airplane, and we're delighted to have you with us today.
Is it's this not, real leather?
No, it's faux leather. It's a pleather. I think that's what you would call it. But are you comfortable,
nice.
Oscar?
I love it.
That's great. Rob, how are you doing?
I'm great. Where's Paul Ryan?
He's up in the overhead compartment.
Oh, really?
He's studying.
Studying?
Studying for his debate.
I just think that's this nice. Is wonderful. I've yeah. never flown. I guess this is technically a private jet.
It's a nice jet, but it's, you know, it's really always warm.
Beautiful.
I'm always a little overheated.
Is this real gold?
No, it is not. That's gold. That's faux gold. They call it fold.
Fold?
But I... Are you guys as hot as I am?
I'm fine.
No, I'm all
okay.
right.
Okay.
I feel a little.
Right.
I'm so warm. I told the pilots.
Loosen your
tie. I don't why. I never loosen my tie. I really don't want
that.
To do that. No, yeah. I'm kidding, of course.
Well, Mitt, what about the thing? The little screw thing? The air vent?
I try to mess with it, and it doesn't. It never works. I told the pilot just the other day. I said, this plane is ridiculously hot. It's too warm in here.
I don't know. I think it's pretty comfortable myself.
You know, the fact is, you know, I was telling somebody just the other day that you've got a plane that's flying at 30,000 feet.
Sure.
Where it's ice cold outside.
Right. Yeah.
But yet we're in here boiling up like we're, you know, we're in a shrimp boil.
What if you took off your sweater?
I don't want to take anything off. What I think I ought to do is maybe open up one of these, break open one of these windows and get a little cool air.
No, it's a bad idea.
I think it might be a good idea.
No, it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. I tell you what, to cool off.
I just want to hit this window.
No, leave the window. Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Let me hit this window.
No, here's an idea.
Sir, I wouldn't.
Take off your shoes. Sometimes when I take my shoes off, it cools me off.
Wait a minute. I've got an idea. I won't take my shoe off. What I'll do is I'll take my shoe off and try to break open the window.
No. Don't do this.
Let me try this. Hold on. That's a bad idea.
I'll take this shoe off.
I wouldn't do that
if I were you. Let me give it one good shot. How about this?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
Holy, my golly.
How are you doing that?
Stuff's going out the window.
Oh, dear, this is a problem.
What are you doing?
Houston, we have a problem.
What have you done, sir?
Watch out. That was the beverage cart that just went out. How did that get sucked out the window?
I tried to tell you.
Need to put on my seatbelt, I think.
Save your wallet!
Who is that? Is that your business manager that just went out the window?
Yeah, we lost him. Mark Ronick is gone.
Oh, my Lord.
Was that a black card?
Jeez, that's nasty. Hey, watch out. Here come a series of Ann's wigs.
Oh, wigs! Look out!
Very difficult. I didn't know what I did. I thought you could break open one of these windows and we'd be all... Oh, watch out. Look for that one. That's going to be very difficult. Oh, my God.
On the bright side, Mr. Romney.
Yeah.
On the bright side.
Yeah.
It is a lot cooler.
Yeah, how about that? It's so cold. I've got... Oh, my God. My nose hairs are freezing.
Yeah, can I get that sweater?
I don't... And we're going to have to plug the whole thing. Seem to be getting outside. Watch out, Doc. You better watch out. Something else is coming by. Watch out for that. I think that was Paul Ryan's tricycle. That's very frustrating right now. I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to do this. Oh, wow, that was scary. That got sucked out the window as well. I thought that you could break open one of these, you know, Takamami windows and you'd be okay and everybody just be a little bit cooler.
See what you've done?
You know, we're going to have to stuff something in there. Is that RJ Diaz?
Yeah, put RJ in there if you can.
See if we can fit him into the hole. Put him over there and see if it sucks up. Oh, Jesus. I mean, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
That's very good.
Oh, man. My God.
That was really close.
Oh, that's terrific.
Cooler
well,
now?
I guess I've learned my lesson.
Yeah, thank God you're not on caffeine. You'd really be worked up.
You know, it's just like I'm always telling Ed.
What's that?
I ought to read more.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm really sorry, Dad.
Oh, it's all right. Everybody throws up at school. If I had a nickel for every time I puked at school, you know how much money I'd have?
35 cents.
Exactly. Now go get cleaned up and I'll call the doctor.
Wait, Dad, I don't need a doctor.
What's up?
The other day, Uncle Mitchell brought over a bag of junk food so he and Camp could do a Jew fast.
Jews fast?
I'm pretty sure he said Jew. But anyway, I took the bag and I hid it and I ate it all.
Oh, buddy.
I can't help myself. I'm weak. Don't look at me.
It's all right. It's okay. Hey, you learned a lesson. A painful lesson. I guess we both have.
What do you mean?
I always saw myself as a guy who could soar through the sky dancing on a wire. I can't even get across 1/6 inches off the ground.
Well, maybe that's a problem. Maybe you keep falling because part of you knows that you can fall. Maybe if the wire was much, much higher, you wouldn't fall.
Oh, Luke. You are a genius. Come on, we got work to do.
Yes! Can I have a donut first?
Yes, you can!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
What are you doing?
I've got strawberry spudge on me.
What? Did you have berries today?
No, but I was carving them.
Oh, you were hulling them.
Yes, I was hulling the berries today. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Live from the Cappy Fiber Studios. We are delighted to have you with us today. Our show is brought to you by TLC Laser Eye Center. I'm all set to go Friday.
You got the thing.
Friday afternoon is my appointment.
Which means
Monday I'm going to give you a full report and let you know. And
I can't wait.
I'll be so disappointed if I'm not a candidate.
I think you'll be fine.
I think it's exciting
that they're going to be seeing you and you're going to be seeing them.
TLC staff is friendly. The surgeons are experienced. Yep. And TLC's equipment is always state-of-the-art. The TLC lifetime commitment is huge.
Big even.
TLC has locations all over the nation. If you move, you're covered. To schedule a free consultation and to see what you've been missing, call 877-TLC-2020. That's 877-TLC-2020. Or find TLC online at LASIK.com. That's LASIK, LASIK.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about TLC on the Mike O'Mara Show. TLC Laser Eye Center. Looking forward to meeting Dr. Holtzman.
He's
all
amazing.
The good people over
He's
there.
Great.
So psyched about it. It's very exciting. The great show today. We have a wonderful show planned for you today. Oscar has to discuss some minor technical issues with RJ
The
show. He wanted to do it on the show, RJ, because I know you're listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to call you. So anyway, that's
And why do you suppose that is?
I got no idea.
I didn't interrupt his work day.
Exactly.
Also, on the program today, I've been talking about how well-rested I've been. Not the case today.
Really?
Due to what I like to call Halloween comes early.
Ooh,
to the streets of Manassas.
Ooh. Oh, were you dressed up?
No.
Did Carla dress up?
No, I was pissed.
French maid?
I was pissed. No.
Wow.
It involved the police.
Oh, yeah. Always you and the police.
Were they dressed up?
And me interacting with the police.
Oh, I see. Oh,
tell you all about it.
Also,
a tale of two TV shows. It is the TV premiere season. Of course, Modern Family's premiering tonight. Rob played a clip of that show. But I've got some major TV news, my own viewing habits, and I want to just talk about the good and the bad of television. We rarely do it, but we'll do it today. Bacon. And are we being played? That's my question about bacon.
The bacon shortage, yes.
And Wozzy, Todd Moore's best friend, Steve Wozniak, says he wants to become Australian.
Why?
I'll tell you in a minute. It's a pretty good story. NBC leads with the refs, which was funny today. Mm-hmm. They're leading. It is now the number one news story in the country.
Yes, it
on
is.
On certain subpar networks.
Yeah.
So
right.
Anyway, happy Yom Kippur to our Jewish friends. Mm-hmm. And
do you say happy Yom Kippur? Because it's more, I think this is more an observance
somber.
than a
happy
celebration.
Happy holidays.
Well, no, it's really not that either.
Well, Jesus.
I think what it is, what
no,
I think
there's
it
no
is,
Jesus.
Is
I'm sorry.
A greeting to our Jewish friends.
A greeting for Yom Kippur. It's
yes.
a, a high holiday.
That's right.
That's why, a high holiday.
That's why Mark is at home, because he's high.
Mark, I hope you're doing fine at home. And
Maya, of course, taking a half day.
Very good. Thank you. Before we get started, very important to point out to you, we need your help for our bonus hour that we are going to tape tomorrow. So get your questions in. We are stealing this idea from the Today Show.
We will do it better. Where you need to go is MichaelMaraShow.com/AskTMOS.
Jesus, just send us questions on Facebook. Send us questions by email. Send us questions anywhere you want, and you can go to that address as well.
That's right. MichaelMaraShow.com.
It's
going to
gum it up if we have the address.
AskTMOS, and you can ask us anything.
Because I, for one, and I don't know if I speak alone here, because I love the show. There's nothing I love better than the show.
I don't know if you love this show.
The website, I love the show.
Okay.
This I love.
I think he does.
I am so proud of this. I burst every day.
Rightly
That's how
so.
Happy I am. However, our website, I believe our website is an effing quagmire.
Oh.
I believe you go to that website and it's like, and I wish it was easier.
Giggity, giggity.
I wish it was just like press buttons and not
very timely.
Go here, link here. It's so, we have a lot going on.
We do.
Yes, we do.
Am I wrong about that? Could we improve it a little bit?
The problem is the website has to provide all things to all people. And because of that, there's lot of stuff there.
Right.
And that's why I think you sometimes are frustrated.
Well, look what you just gave for people just to send us a question.
It's not
easy. Go to MichaelMara/bobbity bobbity bobbity bobbity.
Ask TMOS. That's really all they need to know.
Ask TMOS.
Yeah.
MichaelMaraShow.com/AskTMOS.
That's right.
It.
Or we are also, and as you said, we're available by Facebook.
Well, what I'd like to do when we're doing, when I'm asking this today, I'd like for people to go to our website, MichaelMaraShow.com, and then right there would be
big
today,
button.
Just today,
big red button.
A big button that says your questions.
A big red candy-like button.
Like the easy button from Staples.
Why
exactly.
not?
Yes, that was easy.
Can we move? Can we be that fleet of foot?
I think we can.
But anyway, send us your questions any way you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to send them to Facebook
whatever.
If
we'll
you want,
watch
we're
going
to get them all together, and we're going to be doing your questions. These anything goes.
That's right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And, just like the
subject
Today
to
Show.
Review.
Anything. Yeah, subject to review.
That will be the theme song for
questions deemed too embarrassing will not be answered by the Michael Mara Show crew.
That'll be the theme song for tomorrow's show. Anything goes.
Anything goes.
So, anything goes.
Almost.
Please send us your questions. Very important. I wanted to get that out there. All of you get that out on Facebook.
Yes.
Will do.
Because otherwise, we don't got your questions. We don't got a show.
Exactly. That's right.
That's the way we're going
to
do it.
Please do it, and we look forward to your participation.
All right. Halloween comes early to the streets of Manassas.
Tell us about that.
Well, one of the differences in my life now is that I used to be so sleep deprived that I would be very, very motivated for this show, and then I would crash at about 2 o'clock, like a lot of people, 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I would really kind of crash and be just completely out of it.
Eat me a cherry pie and then to bed.
And I didn't do anything, and I'd just be lollygagging around. Well, now my energy lasts through the entire day, but around about 10 o'clock or so, I'm like, I guess a lot of people, I start really getting fatigued and feeling tired when you're supposed to.
Right.
Well, sure, you've run out. You know, the thing about Weight Not is you are so efficiently fed that at the end of the day, you are really out of fuel. And if you eat your dinner at the right time, bedtime is bedtime.
And I ate mine at 2.
Yeah.
So,
as does Buzz, but he's not on a diet.
That's right.
I really...
Soft foods.
I felt very tired last night. And I've had a few of these nights where I turn in at about 9:30, 10. We're up there watching some TV.
Uh-huh.
And
tune in after. Do you go to bed after Hunter?
I'm watching.
After Matlock?
I watch my TiVo'd Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
And I'm just winding down. And was TV. It was Sons of Anarchy was live.
It was last night.
So Sons of Anarchy, I watched after I woke up again.
Oh.
So I turn in. I want to say that that Carl and I both turned in probably at about 10:30, 10:40.
Yeah, you did.
Super early. Stop it.
Well, I'm just guessing.
Super early. And, I got the mask on. Carla puts a fan on in the bedroom. So our bedroom kind of is like...
Sounds like an industrial park.
It is really, it is like Todd Moore's wet dream. There is so much white noise in your bedroom. There is a fan. There is a mask.
The mask that I have is pretty sophisticated and runs whisper quiet. So you really, unless I take the mask off.
Is that from the brochure?
No.
It runs whisper quiet.
If I take the mask off, it sounds like Mitt Romney's plane.
Oh.
But but if I leave the mask on with the seal and I don't break the seal.
Thank God.
Never do that.
Then it's pretty quiet.
Do you still have that Camelback that feeds you water in the middle of the night when you get hungry?
No. What are you talking about?
Do you know what a Camelback is?
What is it? You mean a Camelback like a beverage dispenser?
Yes.
No. I don't have a Camelback.
I didn't know if you had that came with the actual CPAP machine.
No, it's just you put water in it to humidify the air.
Oh. We have tape of your CPAP machine, okay. Mike.
Now, this is how it sounds when it's running.
Right. We're about to take off.
This is how it sounds if I break off the mask.
Oh. Uh-huh.
That's, yeah.
Wake up!
Don't take off that mask.
So it is, I want to say it is after midnight, and this is what I hear to start with. I'm going to try to see.
Well, it sounds like the dogs.
And I thought it might be a dog. I hear it ever so faintly, and then I hear. And I'm like, holy S, somebody is screaming outside on the street.
Yeah.
And I.
Do you check to see if Carla's still in the bedroom? Just to make sure.
I tear off the mask and I fly to the window. Tore open the sash. No, so I fly over there, and you know, you're immediately freaked. You know,
well, sure.
So I peer out from behind the blind. I'm just like, what the hell's going on?
And you were able to hear this muffled screaming above the CPAP and the fan.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
wow,
yeah, because it was.
And also with the CPAP, when you sleep, you are really out now, right?
A deeper sleep.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I had adjusted it, and I, you know, you still. He said it's about 6 week, 6 weeks of getting used to it. So I hear this, and I mean, and then I hear, and I'm like, I got to crack the window here, and I hear. And I'm like, I
what
mean,
dialect is
screaming.
That?
I have no idea.
Can't tell.
Figure it out for yourself.
It's Manassian.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Manassian?
Manassian. Right. I have no idea what that screaming is. Hold on, I'm here. I'm trying to hit my thing here. All right. Oh, key not assigned. Ah, RJ. Thank you.
Took a little magic with him.
Thanks for doing that. Appreciate it. my cake noise is gone, Rob.
How is the cake noise gone?
Don't know.
I shall give you back your cake noise.
Thank you.
I apologize on behalf of Mr. Diaz.
I open it up, and I look, and I see, and at the intersection that we have out here, directly across the street, there's a bit of a, I guess it's an oak tree, and standing next to it appears to be, it seems to me, it's dark. We got streetlights, but it's dark. I can't. It seems to be a woman.
Okay.
And she is screaming.
Wow.
I don't know if she's screaming. There's nobody else around.
Hope she's all right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Of course, not really. I'm like, what the? Well. I immediately process things. I really do. Maybe almost to a fault,
no,
but I process
fine.
Things. Yeah. Immediately, I say wingnut.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Well, pharmaceutical.
She's
fair guess.
By herself and a butt.
Is
when
your
you
thought
hear
that
it, when
she...
you're lying in bed and you hear it, you don't think that. You think, oh my God, someone's in distress. What's going on? Right.
But when you see it, you realize this is a woman who's well enough to be screaming, so she's probably well enough to just get off your property.
No, she's not on my property. She's across the
street.
She's on the sidewalk across the street.
I thought you bought that.
Stop it. Jesus Christ. Can I tell my story?
Yes, you can.
Sake?
I'm only kidding.
Baldy. All right. So anyway, so I look
getting
across the
today.
Street and I really, really. I'm freaking because she's still screaming.
Yeah, why?
And by this time, Carla's up. She's like, what the hell is that? I'm like, I don't know. This woman is screaming. And I say, Carla, dial 911. Because, you know, I'm of the belief, you hear the stories about people that did absolutely nothing. Right. And my thing is, look, what's the worst thing that can happen?
Right.
Dial 911 sooner than later.
There was nobody around this woman. She was just by herself screaming.
At one point, she stops, and then she's standing there, and then it starts up again. And I got no idea. And then after we call 911, we go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my next door neighbor.
What are you guys wearing?
Our bedclothes.
Nice.
We'll just savor that for a moment.
Can I tell my story?
Please? I'm trying to get a mental picture.
It doesn't need any help.
I was hoping that you were in a
It doesn't need your snide commentary.
No
you know
cap
that?
On you?
No, I didn't have a cap on me.
Okay, just hoping.
But our next door neighbor, Richard, is walking his dog like at 12 o'clock at night. He's a night owl.
Right.
They stay up late at night. And so he's out
hello,
there.
Hello, Mike.
he's compacting his trash.
More like, howdy, Mike. I mean, really. No more like safe guy you want to see in the middle of the night than Richard.
That's
Richard
true.
Would be, you know, he's sitting there with his khaki shorts and his golf shirt and his little easy corgi dog or whatever the hell.
White guy.
And so he's
hey,
out
white
there.
White guy to white
and
guy.
And Carla puts a bathrobe on and she's running out. And she's talking to Richard.
Yeah.
And they're down this way. I come out the front, and I'm looking at the lady who is, by this point, carried on her way. And she's heading down in front of the house across the street, and she's all the way down. And
still screaming?
I can see her, like, in the distance where she's been walking. And by the time I get out of the house, she's halfway down there.
Mm-hmm.
Carla's talking to Richard. Cop arrives.
Nice.
Takes a right-hand turn right here. Going in the wrong direction. Yeah, those madcap cops. we point. No, down there. Down there. Cop goes down. Hangs.
Maybe he was trying to outfox her.
Hangs a U-turn.
Okay.
She, the cop, hangs a U-turn.
They're good.
And comes right up there, and the lights go on. And then it's maybe 25 minutes of, and you hear, all you can hear is.
So she's still
screaming. The person is agitated, which makes me think, not right.
Mental or drugged.
So at this point, Carl and I go out to the front of the house, and we get a bird's eye view sitting on the front porch where I've got a little bench out there, mm-hmm. and we sit quietly just to watch the show.
And it's midnight.
No less than six cruisers, I mean, are involved in
of
this.
Of course.
Oh, big night for Manassas.
Two are pulled over behind this person. Mm-hmm. Two go by. Then another two go by. And then the big like canine SUV arrives, and they stop right in the middle of the street, and then there are two officers talking to this lady. And I got no idea what's going on. There's no appearance of anybody else.
Yeah, no outside stimulus.
There's not another
Did
person.
Did you get
there.
A good
For a while, I thought maybe it was a phone conversation.
Yeah, I wondered about
and
a cell phone
And if that was
call.
It, then I'm like, F you.
Yeah,
now,
oh, really?
Still disturbing. Did you get a close enough look at the perp that you can give us some demographics?
No, absolutely not.
So you
I
mostly
believe,
just heard.
I believe a woman.
Okay.
I mm-hmm. believe a woman, and but other than that, I couldn't tell you. I really couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you what ethnicity we're talking about here. Could not tell you. But
you
I think
a
it had a look. It had a look of a heavy set woman to me.
Uh-huh. You have got a pretty quiet neighborhood as a rule here.
Oh,
100%. It seems. But
yeah.
Man, you get a lot of police action. Not just counting the time the guy flipped a car out here.
Right. Well, also the response time was. Was unbelievable.
Well, you got to love that.
We have a small town here,
right?
And they know this intersection.
They were right
and
here.
Bam, and there, you get six cruisers. Boom,
you
right
got,
here.
You know
which
what?
I liked.
In
I
a
liked
way,
that.
You
got
to love that.
It
yeah.
was, yeah, I do like that. It was strange though. So it lasts. It lasts. We're not leaving until we see what the resolution is. About 10 minutes into this,
so
thing.
So it's close to 1 a.m. and you and your wife are sitting in your bedclothes on your front porch.
On the front porch with the light off, nobody
mask
really
on?
Can see us. Didn't have the didn't have the mask.
What he should have done? Yeah, I was going to say
yeah.
he should have unhooked the hose from the unit so it just looks like an elephant.
Yeah.
He's got the mask and the
this
hose.
Thing's affordable.
That would scare anybody.
Oh, sure. Happy Halloween.
So I'm looking down there and I don't see any cuffs. I don't see any. It looks like they're talking to this person. Mm-hmm. And then it breaks up,
okay.
And the cops stay down there, but they send this person on their way.
Really?
Then we have the nervous moment of, oh, God, they're walking right back up the street
sure.
right in front of us.
Yeah.
You get that irrational, flea instinct. But I'm like, no, we'll just watch them. We're just sitting there.
Are you slightly nervous because you called in?
I think that
you called this in?
Yeah, but nobody knows that I did. And so we're sitting on the porch.
What if she listens to the podcast?
It's probably the source of the problem.
I would say,
or
you
the
know,
solution.
Greetings, friend. Sorry you had troubles last night. Yeah. And so this person walks up looking straight ahead. Still, I'm seeing the outline. It's dark enough across that street in the middle of the night where I'm looking at the outline. Still appears to be a heavyset woman, perhaps African-American, but I can't tell. And she continues on her way and does not look back. It's a quick pace.
Keep,
I think this
moving.
Person, whoever this person was, whether mentally unstable or not, there was a, you did it
I
again,
did it
Buzz.
Again, yes,
but we're
I've
going
to
we're going
to
have to get Buzz a different microphone.
I need a straight jacket, so I stop gesturing. That's
remember when he had his
you
foot?
You can gesture, but see, gesture like this.
Gesture out this
yes,
way.
Exactly.
Remember when he had one foot in the grave and he was restrained in the hospital?
Yeah.
Can we do that again?
Do that again.
I like that.
So the person continues.
Not a lot.
The cops stay there for a little while, I guess, just discussing this. The person. Doesn't even look to the left. I thought there might be a chance of, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
But I didn't
when
I didn't
you
get
see
that.
The perp walk by,
yes.
any evidence of any sort of either inebriation or
no.
physical
no
infirmity?
Staggering. No evidence of any inebriation because the walk is pretty. I looked for that.
Great walk.
Just, I think at the end of the day, it might have been, someone who is so thoughtless that at midnight they might have been having a fight
a
with a boyfriend or
yeah,
something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was scary. It was like somebody's getting hurt.
At any time did the person say the words, RJ, I can't believe you left me and went to Florida. Come back.
It was weird, but it was
That's scary.
And I tell you, every 6 months or so, I get a show like this around here.
Sadly, I think it's more often
than
that.
I think you might be right.
You're telling me you're tuckered out because you fought crime last night.
I could not. The adrenaline gets pumping.
Bruce Wayne.
The adrenaline gets pumping, Oscar. Went back, watched the whole hour of Sons of Anarchy. Still was trying to wind down after that. And it killed me.
As a weight not guy, and you look great, by the way.
Thank you. I can tell
that it's starting to sink in.
Yes, I did. I was flat. I was flat today. I think it's all the stress.
How bad after all that went down, did you want just a touch of wine or something?
I wanted that. No, I wanted food.
Oh yeah, that's another thing.
The old me would have gone in there. Boy, that was quite an evening. How about a half a gallon of ice cream?
Meanwhile, he's taking a loaf of bread and a stack of cold cuts and shuffling them like a deck of cards.
So that was it. It was back to Sons of Anarchy, which leads me to our. We'll take a break, but it leads me to our next topic. We haven't really talked about TV, but I'd like to cover just a brief amount of television and then everything else we talked about. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show, Crime Fighter. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com, everybody. Let me throw a couple of quotes at you. The loan process and closing a loan is usually about as much fun as a visit to the dentist.
Right.
Not this time. We're talking about LendingTree.
Oh, yeah.
This person says they actually made the entire experience easy and pleasurable. Thank you to LendingTree. We're talking about a brand new website that you have to check out if you want to refi or buy a new home. Try LendingTree.com. You're still thinking about refining your home, but you don't know where to start? Mm-hmm. Well, we've got the easiest solution for you. LendingTree.com. You go to their website. It's T-R-Y, LendingTree.com. You fill out one simple form and let 200 lenders compete for your business. Do not wait, because things change every day in this business. Try LendingTree.com is the place to go. Get a free mortgage guide when you enter the code TMOS, or you can give them a call. Here's the number. Write it down. 866-291-2010. That's 866-291-2010. You'll be confident you got the best deal. Visit TryLendingTree.com and enter the code TMOS. All right, very briefly.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit website for details. NMLS license number 1136, 1312 Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093.
Plano, Texas, Mike.
I will never remember that.
Is it not in the copy?
I hate disclaimers.
We should put it in the copy in red.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, a tale of two TV shows that I loved last year. One was Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
One was Sons of Anarchy. And Sons of Anarchy, I got to give A++++.
Ooh.
It's just flying out of the gate. I mean, they are just action beyond that. It's better than it's ever been. The drama is just incredible. They're killing off people on the show. it's rocking. Then you get Boardwalk Empire, where I believe that the producers of Boardwalk Empire sit around the table and go, we don't necessarily want to make an entertaining premiere, but what we want to do is make sure that every secondary character on that show gets their own scene.
I remember, you know,
it sucked.
I wanted so bad to love Boardwalk Empire because it's a lot of things that I love.
It's not a good show.
But the problem is that they are focusing on the wrong aspects of it. They make it hard to follow.
It's very hard to follow.
It moves at a snail's pace.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful. The performances are great. It can be really creepy
costumes
at times.
Right.
Yeah,
and,
but they only wear those 3 days a month.
Bingo.
But I really think if someone went in that really knew what they were doing as far as storytelling, look at The Sopranos.
Right.
The Sopranos knew how to hold your interest, and
they would
do stuff with secondary characters, but it made you care.
Anybody? Yeah. Does anybody else watch it in this room?
I bailed on it.
I actually saw the season premiere.
A Boardwalk Empire.
I have thought the same thing about the program since it started.
Yeah, you're right.
It moves too slow.
Yeah, but I wanted to see.
This is not a new phenomenon.
Season one, I wanted it to work, though. Now I've given up on it.
I watched the first couple.
But this is the thing. For a Sunday night, like, you'll sit there and just, if you have a beer or your girl's drinking wine or whatever you're hanging out with, and maybe the game that's on Sunday Night Football isn't something you want to watch.
Right.
then you'll watch it and
it's got a good time slot.
You hang out.
It's going to get some competition Sunday night, though, I think. Buzz, wrestle up for Friday, maybe a TV preview for
us. We'll do.
So we can know what's coming
Modern
on.
Family
Modern
Family is tonight.
Modern Family is tonight.
HBO is still kind of riding The Sopranos and Curb Crest, where people look to HBO on Sunday nights. Right. Sadly, there's just not much to see there, but people are still going there by habit.
I really do like the go-to shows, and it's fun to have but a show like Sons of Anarchy, just like, wow. I mean, you know, to me, the sign of a great television program is that they have the balls to kill off a character.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
In Boardwalk Empire, I mean, this is a show about gangsters, and there's all this patter, patter, patter.
Do you want them to kill the guy who has the face?
I mean, he hasn't been on.
Really?
We haven't seen him.
Wow.
But you have so many subplots that it's impossible to follow.
Yeah, much too hard to follow.
But as far as killing off, this is, again, I think for its pace, the show is more about the performances than the actual story.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And you know what? Nudity is still strong.
Nudity is strong, and I'd like to see more from Steve Buscemi. More frontal nudity
and
from Steve Buscemi.
And the only other TV show I wanted to comment on was Saturday Night Live, because you guys were talking about it.
Right.
And
really?
Let me just...
didn't like that parody spot?
Seriously. I don't know who Bill Hader is blowing, but I swear to God... It's just like Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
It is a click. It is who's in favor.
He's hot.
Bill Hader is not that good that he has to be in 4 out of the first 5 sketches.
Jesus.
He really isn't that good.
I like his James Carville.
His James Carville's fantastic.
Yeah. And he also
they all have their their moments, but
he's overused. You're right. He's overused.
And he does the same thing, because when you overuse somebody, they do the same damn thing every single sketch they're in. I thought Saturday Night Live is right where it's always been. Look, Jay Farrow is good.
Yeah. Did you like the opening sketch?
It was okay.
I haven't liked the show since the 1970s.
I agree with you.
But I did watch the season premiere this year, and I was not impressed. I gave it like a C.
I liked it better than the second one.
But then I watched the second one, and I gave him a B+. Because it seemed like they were trying some new things, innovating in ways that sort of reminded me of the old days. So they sort of won me back with this latest episode.
I like Jay Farrow, and I like the new guys, and I think they get some new talent on the show. And I always watch it. It's a go-to. I record it every week. It's
appointment television, because you don't want to miss out on it. Although I do think their spot about the undecided voter, I guess it was like the fourth
item. Funny.
That might have been one of the funniest films they've made in 5 years.
It was funny.
I watched it 3 times.
They overuse cast members. You know, you got all these creative people. I think they ought to spread the wealth.
Yeah, they got a fat girl now. They should use the fat girl.
Yeah, where was she?
And one final note on television for me, huge deal for me.
What?
Nobody's going to give a rat's ass about this, and it's not like this is newsworthy on this show, but the Today Show, which I have watched for... the 3 years since the incarnation of this program.
Do you remember?
Rob and I watched the Today Show. We compare notes.
Do you remember when they had the monkey on? J. Fred Muggs. Have you been watching that long?
We watch this all the time. I switched to Good Morning America today.
A lot of people have.
And Amy Robach is sitting in for Robin Robertson, the coach. And I can tolerate George Stephanopoulos, but I'm done. You can have that. No, the whole thing with the questions in the box that we're stealing from them, you know, it's like.
As much as I hate to, we
can do it, but they should.
You know what? Here's where it kills me. That's something, and we have so little that we share, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But we shared that. Now I'm wondering, should I stay with Today because we need to have that double coverage?
I could go back quickly,
but
you might.
It makes me realize the Today Show is stealing the format of Good Morning America.
It is
the pop culture.
It's the Today Show is the greatest turd on the pile.
I don't think so anymore.
But I don't know. Should I switch to GMA so we can talk?
I love Amy.
Try.
I love Amy Robach. When she's gone, I won't watch
it anymore. Stephanopoulos.
George Stephanopoulos
and Mike
is hard to take.
Champion.
Sam Champion.
Yes, of course.
Sam Champion is okay. Sam Champion is okay.
You settle down, mister.
He's just dreamy.
Until the Cable Town influence kicked in, I was a big fan of the nightly news with Brian Williams. I'm falling off.
How
that.
Dare you?
I like
That's
Brian
his
Williams.
Guy.
I will never,
hey, look who woke
I,
up.
That's
I will,
Oscar's
I
guy.
I will never stop liking Brian Williams, but the show is starting to suck.
Why?
Because it's nothing but a 30-minute promotional machine for NBC Universal.
Give me.
The Education Nation is one thing.
Yeah, they've been doing that for years.
I know, but it's always something. Before that, it was the Olympics. I compared newscasts between NBC and CBS during the Olympics.
Oh my
and
God.
Over at CBS, I got 30 minutes of news. At NBC, I got 20 minutes of Olympics.
Buzz.
But the problem is that Scott Pelley needs an hour to give you 30 minutes.
Yeah, and
of
they
news.
Covered it. They covered it just fine.
Once
on CBS.
Every 4 years, man.
I know they covered it just
but
fine.
But he is
it's
right.
Always something.
They
with
hit
NBC.
It because that's what they want to do. They want to recycle it, and that's where that all these shows are thinking about doing that now, as
bottom
opposed
line.
To giving us news. The classic example was leading with the NFL refs today on the Today Show. I am a football fan.
I'm gonna
need I
a pen.
Believe that I truly, truly believe that you know that they got to get rid of these replacement refs and get this thing. This isn't a lead story.
No, you're right.
This is not
my version. Is
this is not people stand on the streets and put up signs? F you, you mallet head idiots.
Do you think that
someone's gonna die if we don't get the new the old refs?
Wait,
back?
Also, there's gonna be fights in the stand, Mike, because they drink beer.
There's gonna be disorder in the world. Meanwhile, you know, little thing happened yesterday with President Obama addressing the United Nations about the future of nuclear Iran.
BW talked about that yesterday.
Just a little bit. What's CW?
Brian Williams.
Did he lead with it?
He led with it.
That's good. Oh, that's yeah. what, that's
but he
what
also talked about the ref situation, but that was the third story.
Right.
But I know the NFL's popular. And incidentally, as far as here's a note on that story, which we have, we're halfway through our program before I've mentioned it.
Yeah,
I want to point that out so I'm not a hypocrite. When I criticize the Today Show mm-hmm. about doing the segment about Ask Everybody and then I steal the idea, hypocrite.
Yeah.
No.
When I talk about how I hate that they led with the refs and we have it halfway into the program, not a hypocrite.
Right.
Thank you.
And you're not a hypocrite because you know what? We're going to take an idea and do it better.
That's right.
And also, we don't say that we are part of the NBC News Department. We're just the little podcast that could.
Thank you, Rob.
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
And the one thing I wanted to mention about the refs is it was nice on the news story that I did hear mm-hmm. to hear that the owners are dug in. Great.
That's good. Perfect.
Terrific. Yeah. Way to go, guys.
I heard a guy today, you know, just listening to comments from people, a voice of the people, a guy said that Roger Goodell owes him a new big screen TV because after that call, he threw his shoe through the television. People, settle down.
Yeah.
People, please, come on, put this in perspective. Sure it sucks. Yeah, it's wrong. Yeah,
listen,
big money, blah, blah. But
Settle. I am the thing is, and I think both you and Rob, I speak with a little more credibility on this.
Yes, you do.
Because I am a real spectator sports
right.
fan.
And for one thing, I don't even wear shoes when I watch TV.
I have put my emotional... self on the line when I watch games. Mm-hmm. I have been devastated when my team loses. Mm-hmm. I still think this is so overblown. It
sure.
is so ridiculously overblown. And I get back to my point yesterday, when you get the regular refs in there, they're going to screw up. It's just not going to this is the end of the world because it's the replay. First of all,
they don't have it. It's not an easy solution. It's not an easy blame when they have the regular refs.
Yeah. They'll
still complain that it sucks.
Did they screw up in the Green Bay Seahawks game? Yes.
Yeah.
Did they screw up in the Baltimore game? No, they didn't. Did Bill Belichick accost one of the referees on the way out? He grabbed him. You're not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Bad. You know, it's just... It's such a big deal being made about if tomorrow missiles were in the air and
Heard something?
And, really, I'm just talking about we have world events mm-hmm. that are so much more significant. And it just seems to me, you know, when I saw those Green Bay people out on the street with posters, you know, I'd really like to, you know, tap them on the shoulder and go, you know, all well and good. Glad you're showing so much emotion for that. But really, when it gets past a certain level, that's when I roll my eyes. And I'm a football fan.
Yep.
And I'm a sports fan. I like watching sports.
Hard news doesn't sell anymore.
No.
No.
That's just the reality.
Because we're a nation of idiots.
And this is easy. This is easy and this is sexy.
That's what I was thinking when I put together today's newscast.
You know, we really, really...
You're going to be fine, Buzz.
We really sit by and care about things we shouldn't care about.
Yeah.
And we
don't care about
things that are, can affect... our lives.
And you know whose fault that is, Mike?
You know, they're the enemy.
Who's the enemy?
Obama!
How do we change that? How do we ever get America refocused again on things that are important?
We can't because in our modern culture,
I don't think it'll ever happen.
You know what? With
we're
the internet and social networking and the 24-hour news, there is too much minutia. We have too much to focus
on. So there's no going back.
No, I don't think there is a way to go back.
What's your point about being hypocrites?
I've got this iPhone 5 in my hand.
Attaboy. Is the battery... Well, I want to get to that.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question before you go on with it.
Yes.
Is the battery life... excuse my... bad, I should
say. We're broadcasting.
I used a word.
There is an update that it's called iOS 6, your operating system, mm-hmm. that if you update it in a certain way for your new iPhone 5, if you restore your phone without getting too geeky, it will turn on all your notifications, which hurts your battery life.
So and you have to change that.
So yeah, so you got to change that. Once you change that, it's all good.
Okay.
Ah, that's it. That's what I heard.
That's good. Well, what were you going to say about that?
I just said that we're a nation of idiots, but then again, you're talking to a guy that left work, his 9-to-5 early, drove to a store in the Washington, D.C. area to pick up his iPhone 5, and all weekend, that's all he cared about.
Now, I'm going to surprise you here. What you did, to me, that's not the same as the people standing with posters about a bad call in a football game.
Because the phone actually affects him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and, it's a product he's going to... That's directly impacting your life. You're going to have a faster phone. It's going to be good for you.
It's
That's something that improves your life. It's technology. It's one of the best things about modern society.
It's our fascination about people and events that are not important instead of being focused on people and events that are.
The iOS 6, is that why everybody's birthday on Facebook is on my calendar now?
And you can take that off just by going to your settings.
Okay, we need to break soon.
Just quickly, though, this week's Tech 401 addresses all of these problems.
Now, speaking of tech, before we go to break here, you have a message for Mr. Diaz.
RJ, how do I say this?
And RJ, you can reply via text because RJ has already texted me what's broken.
Okay.
So RJ's listening.
I'm sure you'll be tactful as usual.
I want to say about 6 months ago, we had the grand experiment where we tried to put new...
Does RJ turn his Skype on so he can eavesdrop on us if the microphones get opened early?
He can't do that because we haven't signed on Skype.
Okay.
So he might try, but he won't
succeed. Just I'll be sitting doing my show prep and I'll hear... and I'll see RJ Diaz is logged in.
And you know what? I can tell from your tone...
An hour before the show.
The electronic shrub.
Already, I know where you're headed, Oscar, and I know you, and I know RJ.
Yeah.
Let's try a different tone so you don't break his heart.
What do you mean?
Because he said, well, as you recall, a few months ago, we tried to... How about, I've been working on a way to improve the show. Just try it a little more upbeat and a little less...
Tough love, Rob. Let him just get to it.
Oh, this is going
to
be ugly.
All right, go ahead.
So.
Here he goes.
As you recall, if you're a Mike O'Mara show historian, you remember that we had the grand experiment where we tried to update our cameras.
Yes, a disaster.
And much like Titanic, we hit an iceberg, RJ Diaz.
Really one of the worst parts of the year on the show. I hated both of you guys.
And the tag team that was RJ Diaz and Oscar Santana failed miserably.
Right.
So ever since then, it's been something, a black cloud that's been weighing over me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get a solution for that problem.
Black cloud floating over him.
You know what? Just let him go.
Would it be weighing?
It'd be hanging over.
It'd be a black
cloud. Or he'd be under a black cloud since then.
Okay.
I'm on a roll.
Very good.
So.
Call him roast beef, Mike, because he's on a roll.
Okay.
So we are updating the camera system without RJ Diaz. And RJ, I apologize for not calling you directly, but I thought it'd be too awkward, so I just tell you here and there.
Yeah, because this isn't awkward.
So I will be sleeping over tonight, spending the evening with a gentleman that's in network security. Just like RJ, but younger and faster.
That was mean. That was very mean. Now you're going to hurt him. Apologize to him. That he doesn't want to hear that. Younger and faster.
Okay, younger and less intuitive. Does that work?
I don't know.
Inchworm. Oh, boy.
Measuring the miracle.
So sad.
He is really sad. And you know what? I saw this coming.
This could possibly be done in 2 hours.
Really?
We've already mapped everything out.
So is it possible that tomorrow the show on Ustream will be pretty
color
and nicer?
Anything's possible.
High def and all that.
At this point, though, I think RJ Diaz is sending a virus into the system, so nothing will work. But RJ,
a man can't launch malware if he's got a noose around his neck. Okay.
Well, when you come back into town, you'll have a brand new machine to work with.
Oh, that's good. That's
See,
very,
that's
very
what he should have led with.
Yes.
Right.
We're going to make it so when RJ, when you come back and we can't wait to have you back, things are going to be better than ever.
Your friend's not sleeping over.
No.
Okay, good.
He lives near here.
Can I sleep here tonight?
What? Sure.
Might not even sleep here tonight.
Really?
Then screw it. I'm staying home.
All right. Let
us know.
So tomorrow, for broadcast quality, we're talking about TV. Check out the Ustream. You should have a new look.
Very excited.
That is very exciting. And you know what? RJ, everything's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Why is everyone so concerned about RJ?
I agree.
Well, I mean,
he's
look,
down in Tampa.
The man's got a job. He's in Tampa.
Right. He's a person.
When things get to a certain level, RJ calls you. That's why you should be concerned.
What do you mean?
If he gets really sad, he's going to call you.
Oh, God. All right, we'll take a break.
I told you.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come right back with Rob and the Magic Audio Ball right after.
Text from RJ.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. I want to talk to you.
Yes?
Now, about strawberries.
Oh, delicious, tart and tangy strawberries.
I am. This is for anyone out there in the land of the overweight that might be considering the Weight Not plan. I'm here to tell you, if you're a strawberry lover,
yes,
what Weight Not did for me, I will tell you, a long time ago, I discovered the magic of strawberries. You can eat strawberries till the cows come home on Weight Not, and
literally twice,
love them.
Literally twice the strawberry portion of any other fruit.
Yes.
And it's so great.
And I love my strawberries. I was hacking them up today, getting them ready for today. I'm going to eat strawberries all day today. You can eat strawberries on Weight Not because they're good for you. They're delicious, and they're part of the Weight Not program because real food is part of the Weight Not program. 855-WEIGHT-NOT, 855-934-4486, weightnot.com. That's where you go to find out all the wonderful details about these unbelievable results that you can believe in. Get involved in it today. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I'm being very serious. I discovered an organic strawberry sold at in grocery stores. Don't know if they have them around the nation. I think they're called Driscoll's, and they're a label strawberry. Yeah,
Driscoll's one of the most leading strawberry in the nation.
Absolutely gorgeous. Strawberry. And I carve them up. I put a little stevia on them.
That's also great.
A little sweetener. And then, you know, by lunchtime, I'm going to have, I think it's 200 grams
it
of
is.
Strawberries.
It's a big portion of strawberries. It's like more than a cup normally.
Your face will be strawberry
stained. By dinner, I should say. By dinner.
Yeah. And what's great is the stevia kind of draws the juice out and almost makes syrup.
It's delicious.
I'll have the strawberries.
And, for you sweet tooth people, you get your fix.
Yep.
And that's part of so many great foods that you can eat on Weight Not. And I love the program. I am down over 20 pounds, and I could not
be happier. In how many days?
I am on day 16. Was kind of flat today. You'll have your days
but
where you're flat
that's
and
still
your days
more
where
than
you
a
move
pound
forward.
That's more than a pound a day.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things about Weight Not, and you'll agree with this,
yeah.
You will find yourself, you lose, if you're flat one day and you stay on the program, it's almost a guarantee.
Oh, you'll catch up.
You're not going to be flat 2 days
you
in
will,
a row.
And also, you catch up. You're going to have a drastic day coming up, too.
I'm excited about that. Yes, Austin.
I think the most important aspect of this program is understanding the show, and no one understands the program better. I think you didn't give RJ Diaz credit because he just texted me and he was laughing.
Very
he said,
good.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yes, of course.
Thank you, Oscar. Yes.
Yeah, but RJ wouldn't have laughed if he had still been fat.
I didn't call him fat.
No, but I'm saying, he's been such a success on Weight Not that it's made him a better person.
Let me wrap up the Weight Not commercial by saying RJ lost more weight than anybody, over 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And 855-WEIGHT-NOT, 855-934-4486, weightnot.com. Let's open it up. It is audio ball time for Wednesday. This is September 26th, 2012.
And Mike, I'd like to apologize because, sadly, I've killed another one.
There's no use in hanging.
Not this most.
No one's going to recognize this.
Not this most recent Friday, but a week ago. So I guess 9 or 10 days ago.
What'd you do?
For no reason other than the fact that it's goofy, I played Andy Williams on my music show.
Yeah.
And today, Andy Williams, dead.
We've done it again.
You have a music show?
Shut up. You have a tech show.
Hey, Mob.
But I feel bad that I killed Andy Williams. Not really bad, because I never thought he was all that great.
Play the hit.
All that alive.
Nobody knows was probably that.
Moon River.
What's the most, you sing along for me, Oscar?
His most famous. And, of course, sweaters and Christmas shows for those of us old enough to remember Andy Williams.
And also, if I'm not mistaken, he actually used to sing backup with his brothers. You want to know how old he is? He sang backup for Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
Like a million years ago. And also Mike, of course.
What is this one?
Theme from Love Story.
Really?
Yeah. Where do I begin, Mike? Where do I begin to hear the world's longest intro?
Ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Andy Williams.
Where do I begin?
So, there it is.
I think also, I don't know any of the arrangements for the funeral. I do know they're going to bury his teeth separately.
Stop. It's too soon.
Is it?
It's
today. Absolutely too soon.
All right.
Jesus, what's
then
wrong with you?
Then here's something to cheer you up, Mike. Here's something to cheer you up. Your favorite Andy Williams song that you have not brought up.
One of my, this is my favorite Christmas song, yeah. Especially when you're having a fight.
Decorate the tree!
It's the most wonderful.
I'll do the lead up. I want to do it. I'll do the classic
very good.
Christmas fight, you know?
All right. All right. Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, I get the same goddamn present every year. God, I hate Christmas. Get out of my house.
It's the most wonderful time.
And I do love this song, but I have one question with the lyric. He talks about telling scary ghost stories. Who tells ghost stories at Christmas? You come over and open the presents and watch The Exorcist?
Hey, give me enough Irish whiskey. I might do it.
I don't like scary ghost stories.
Sponsored by Kraft.
Oh, that's right.
And Branson, Missouri. That was another thing.
The Moon River Theater.
He had a Moon River Theater. Was it a Moon River Theater?
That's the name of it.
Jesus.
And I think Yakov Smirnoff plays the Moon River Theater, so it's not always Andy Williams.
Very good.
So safe home and my best hits. To the widow, Williams.
Yes, very good.
And all that stuff. I was not that disappointed. You know what? I always thought he was a little overrated.
You know what's amazing about you is if you lose everything. Somebody that you care about,
yes.
you'll make it like a funeral.
You're in a joking mood.
If Paul McCartney got hit by a bus
tomorrow, you would
come in here seriously, like bummed dragging,
out.
And you would do 25
because
minutes
Paul
of
changed,
reverential tribute.
Paul changed the face of pop music. Andy Williams wore sweaters and got increasingly larger dentures.
But still, you know what? He's got fans. Be nice.
Not many anymore.
That's the real evil of Rob.
That I don't like Andy Williams. I don't think Andy Williams is that great.
That you're not being reverential. I mean,
and
still,
also he's a dick because he died 4 minutes before I left for work.
Oh, that's
I didn't have a lot of time
reason.
To prepare anything.
Oh my God, you're sick.
Do love the pizzicato strings on Kick Ass to Losing You though. Hate the meter on this song. He is a dick.
Who stop it?
Who's more?
Behave yourself.
All right.
Who's more of a sellout? You? Gene Simmons from Kiss or Paul McCartney?
No, Gene. Absolutely, yeah. Gene. No, Paul McCartney.
Yeah,
coffin.
I gotta go with Gene.
Yeah, but this is the thing.
You gotta give me a better comparison.
No. But this is the thing. You're not taking into account.
Here's the thing.
That Kiss.
Hey, Paul's gonna be at that tribute concert. Shocker.
Yeah, Kiss. Isn't really that talented.
Yeah, and Kiss doesn't have the music to play.
Yes.
And Paul was iconic. So,
yeah.
But as far as if you give me an iconic choice, mm-hmm. who's a bigger sellout? This icon or this icon, you know, then maybe we can have a discussion.
Well,
about
I'm
it.
Just everywhere.
Who would be a good one? Who would be an iconic sellout?
How about Rod Stewart? Rod Stewart has done
not
musical.
Not as iconic.
No, but he is
That's
equal,
a great one.
He's an equal musical sellout because Rod Stewart did a standards album before anyone else did.
Yeah.
And that's a sellout.
You know what? And I would almost, you're going to be very surprised. I would say Rod Stewart more of a sellout than Paul McCartney.
Really, you think so?
Paul McCartney at least true to the music.
Yeah,
it's just Paul McCartney whores his music out all the time.
And everywhere.
And he's just everywhere. Yeah. And I hate that.
And I won't be the one who says it, but there are a lot of fans that will say, "Well, Paul does that, so he's still accessible to his fans."
No,
you'll have people that say that.
Really,
but then I am also
still
the guy,
accessible to his fans, so he can still make money.
And I'm the one who shells out the cash. Yeah.
And do you remember when he was? Did he do that to be accessible to his fans when he divorced the peg leg?
Oh yeah.
Remember when he did that?
Although I do know after the settlement, he offered her a ride home. He said, "Hop in."
The lady was missing a leg, and he divorced her.
Yeah, well, she was bad.
She's bad news.
Yeah, you know he got
Evil
her.
Lady. And why am I defending Paul?
And he got her a new leg for Christmas. It wasn't much. It was just a stocking stuffer.
I'll find. I will search for 24 hours for a better comparison.
I tell you who never sold out, Mike. Sammy Davis Jr.
No, not Sammy.
Because this is the theme to Beretta.
What did you say about Sammy with those drums?
Oh, he's queer for bongos.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head.
And if you
Don't
get some of Sammy's live albums, he'll do songs that are just him and bongos.
Right.
And it's the worst.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Yeah, where he's doing like the...
And you know what I mean.
That's exactly what he does.
Anyway, but the reason I'm playing that is not for Sammy, but because finally today the Robert Blake tapes.
Here we go.
Okay, Dr. Phil had Robert Blake on. This is following. Who was the guy? Was it the British guy that Blake went?
Piers Morgan.
Yeah, he went ahead, and but Phil had him on. He says, "Hey, Robert Blake, did you kill your wife?
Did you kill your wife?
Of course not. That's a did weird. You-
the way he talks." Gives me the willies.
All right, Rob,
of course
I was discussing this with Carla the other day. We were watching the Dr. Phil show. I'm watching Robert Blake on it. Robert Blake, who to me is riveting. He's
He's got such
a personality.
Yeah.
You can't take your eyes off him. He's so dangerous. You don't know. That's what a lead actor that's in dramas, that's what you want. You want that danger factor.
And it goes back to he was even dangerous as a little rascal.
Yeah. But his way of speaking and the way I've done this, On every impersonation I've ever done of Robert Blake, his daddy talks exactly like he did. He was taught to talk on a backstage lot with the Little Rascal spreader, and that's the way he talks now. And he still talks like a little rascal. That's what's funny about it.
And it's not anything recent. You know, I got you that Carson box set some years ago. Go back and watch Robert Blake in the early 70s on The Tonight Show.
Do that tonight.
He's equally upsetting.
Let's all do that.
Do it tonight. Do it tonight.
He's such a dick. Him and Andy Williams.
But he talks like that. It's funny. I love watching Robert Blake talk.
All right, now, Robert Blake, to answer the musical question.
Yes. Did you kill your wife?
Of course not. That's a weird thing. Did you shoot her in the head? That's a weird thing for you to ask.
No, it isn't a weird thing to ask because you didn't take the stand, and people need to hear you say that.
Sure. You can hear me say that. Of course, I didn't kill my wife. Not only that I didn't kill her, but all the evidence proved that I couldn't have killed her, that it was physically impossible for me to have done it.
The other thing I love is you can hear sort of the gain on his microphone being adjusted in post-production, the way the ambient noise changes.
Yeah.
He's so all over the place, they can't even mic him.
Yeah, and the thing, I watched it all, so many different levels. I felt sorry for Robert Blake.
Sure.
I don't trust Robert Blake.
You were attracted to Robert Blake?
I was attracted to Robert Blake. I'd like to see Robert Blake in a movie because I still think he's got it. I think he's got that ability to do it.
Like, could you think he could take over for the Jason Bourne trilogy?
Sure, let him dive right into that. It was an interesting interview. I you know, at the same time I felt sorry for him as I was thinking, you know, no one will ever know because he could be, he's such a great actor in real life, he could be lying through his teeth.
I don't know why no one has talked about this. This is the same situation that OJ went through.
Right.
When OJ came out, he went on this huge press tour and talked about how he was innocent.
Mm-hmm. And the difference is Robert Blake has waited a while. He's laid low. He's been out for a long time.
He wrote a book.
Yeah, but he's been laying low. He waited a long time before he wrote the book.
Yeah, goes back to like 2000, doesn't it? The murder was 2000.
He's living in a two-bedroom apartment in the Valley. I mean, the guy's destitute. It doesn't look like he's got two pennies to rub together. So he waited a while. You know, whereas OJ did it right away.
Yeah.
You know,
not so in your face. They also followed up. They said, "Did you hire someone to kill her?
Did you hire someone to kill your wife?"
Just said that.
Of course not. I was worth $25 million, and I'm in Hollywood, and I wanted somebody killed. Would I be involved at all? Wouldn't I go to some lawyer? You go to lawyers in Hollywood, and they go to somebody who goes to somebody who goes to somebody, and then somebody goes to a state where my wife is, and she disappears. She doesn't get shot. She disappears off the face of the earth.
What scares me about that is you're looking at a guy who really has been in showbiz since the mid-30s.
What scares me about that is what he just said.
He
kind of knew how to do it.
But what I'm saying is this is a guy who has been connected to the Hollywood system so long that I bet if he didn't do it, he knows someone who has.
Would I be stupid enough to say, okay, I'm going to take her to dinner tonight? You're going to kill her when I'm not looking. Right? Do we have a deal? I'll have a deal with you. We're going to get her killed, and I'm going to be there because I'm that fucking stupid.
Kill her after you go to Vitello's.
Look,
how long were they married?
Not a long time.
And remember, she was also...
They had a kid, right?
Yeah, and that's why he married her.
Right.
Also, she sort of had the Bonnie Lee Bakley, was it? She had a reputation for being a fortune hunter.
She was a con artist.
Yeah.
Who was more attractive, though? Because I remember seeing pictures of her.
Yeah, she was not attractive.
No. Yeah, because
she might have been attractive in her day.
Maybe.
Not 5 years before she died.
But
doubtful. And the thing is, he'll say that, and you go, yeah. If he's going to kill her and he had a gun in the restaurant that they proved was not the gun that shot her, it doesn't, you know, unless he was such an evil genius that he said to himself, I will even carry a gun with me. I will do things that are going to incriminate me. I almost believe the guy.
But if you've got $25 million in the bank, you don't marry the manatee.
Yeah, that is true.
But he says he married not for that. He married for the kid. And you know what? That is something I can almost put some stock in.
Might have done that. She was, I think, a wonderful manipulator. Yeah. So who knows? I felt a little sorry for the guy. He's bitter. He's out of his friggin' mind.
There's more Blake to have here, Mike. Okay. Blake also is something of a self-admitted kleptomaniac. Or as Barney Fife would call him, a kleptominorak.
Right.
He steals things. And here he is showing Dr. Phil around his house and things that he's stolen.
If this is your first tour of the White House, I want you to see everything.
I stole that radio.
That's a Lone Ranger radio from 1941. That's Humphrey Bogart's watch. And I stole that from him. This is the cold blood jacket that I stole. When I get to heaven, I'll probably steal things from God. It's part of my, it's one of my gags.
That's See, there's the crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
There's the crazy.
Oh, my God.
That's in case I have to cut somebody's lock in the middle of the night and go
bolt
in
cutters.
And steal their daughter.
Remember when he stole that life a couple years ago?
And the last tape I'll play, he has a very interesting relationship with another guy you admire a lot, Jay Leno.
Jay Leno kicks anybody who can't fight back. He makes fun of Robert Blake every night when Robert Blake is in solitary confinement fighting for his life, and Jay thinks it's funny. I saw Jay Leno one day, and I said, one of these days, I'm going to find you without your henchmen, and I'm going to rip your face open.
Okay.
He has never talked about me again. Not a word.
Sometimes people don't know if you're serious or if you're kidding. I get the feeling when you were talking to Jay Leno, you were serious.
I'm still serious about Jay Leno.
Okay.
If I found Jay Leno alone, I would settle for putting him in the hospital.
And that is your Magic Audio Vault. Tomorrow, Mike.
Sociopath. Right?
Tomorrow, we will debut Yoko Ono's new record.
Oh, my God. That's good. Oh, I love Robert Blake. We'll take a break and come back with Buzz Burbank and News right after this. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. Let's not waste any time. Get him in here. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. What are you smacking your thing for?
Ah, that's just it's energy.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready to go.
Very good. Here's Buzz Burbank and the news. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. And we want to first say that we're so proud and grateful to be sponsored again by
Encore
Insurance Services.
Sure are.
We can't urge you enough to patronize these wonderful people who've been so supportive of our show. Please go to SmartTerm.com or call 866-347-5748.
Let me stop you for a second.
Okay.
I want to tell our listeners this, that we have a limited amount of partnerships on this show, and we have been blessed to have you, the listeners, support us and support these people that help our show and monetize it. This is in Rob's case and in Buzz's case and in my case and to a certain extent in Oscar's case, although he's got a day job. This is how Buzz and Rob and I are feeding our families.
That's what we do, yeah.
This is how we do it. So, you know, that's how it works. Advertising is one of the ways that the show works.
Support the people who support us.
It's so great to have you guys respond to this. Mm-hmm. And when we have people like Encore, where you just make a phone call to get a review. If it's something you want to do, you help the show, and it's no money out of pocket to you. If you see a great deal, you're like Oscar, you take advantage of it. But really, there is no obligation. Give them that phone number, okay?
That phone number again is 866-347-5748. They are the official sponsor of our live stage show November 10th at Circus in Reno. Oscar tried them. He loved it. For a free life
Flawless.
Insurance quote, just visit that smartterm.com or call that number, 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you. Encore will compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
The best.
Now, first up today, I thought I'd take a different run at things. You know, I generally cover the news pretty seriously, but today I thought, first up, the things we know you really care about.
Sports.
Football.
Yep.
Lingerie.
Yep.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Your dog.
Yeah.
And weed.
I don't agree with your order, but go ahead.
It's like the onion.
you can make your own order.
Yeah.
First, the NFL's replacement refs. You may not be surprised to hear that some of those replacements were fired from the Lingerie Football League for incompetence.
Wow.
This is getting worse.
The LFL,
getting worse for the owners.
The LFL says it wasn't going to say anything, but now it feels it has to. It says...
That's great. That's a good twist on it.
It says it fired those refs to protect the safety of its players, and it says NFL fans need to know the truth about who's officiating their games now. The NFL, of course, as you all know by now, I'm sure, the NFL standing by the refs' controversial Monday night rule.
This is great because I love the fact that the owners, the big rich guys mm-hmm. sitting up in their ivory towers, are just going to hate this story. That's good. Fired by the Lingerie Football League.
For incompetence.
Bob Kraft is not pleased.
Oh,
like,
Bob
not
Kraft
even like Division I football.
Incredible.
No. Now, lingerie. Speaking of flimsy nightwear for women, Victoria's Secret is taking off the market a new lingerie line called Go East. The line featured an outfit called Sexy Little Geisha, that's been condemned as racist with its cutout sheer mesh teddy, OB belt, paper fan, and chopsticks. Wow.
I would like to see this outfit and judge
exactly
how racist it
you
is.
You just keep your
It
mouth
might
shut.
Be fine.
Bacon. You've been bad enough today. You're going to hell anyway after today's
Me
show.
And Andy Williams and a geisha girl.
Bacon.
Yeah,
thanks
boy.
To this year's drought, bacon prices are up and will go even higher next year in what's predicted to be a worldwide bacon shortage.
All right. I smell... You smell a rat
of course.
On this.
Of course.
This is from, what, has bacon, the sales, have they been off recently? No. What are they trying
They're
to do?
They're setting the table to raise prices.
Yeah.
No, it's the drought. The soy and corn crops died.
That feeds the pigs.
That feeds the pigs, and there aren't as many pigs, and
this
supply
is the
and demand.
That feeds the pigs.
Exactly.
Put on the table that next to the eggs. That he
and you know what? Exactly they right. don't need, if that is indeed the case, they don't need to tell us a year out.
They say pork will be, well, they know from the number of pigs they have now how much bacon and other pork products
Let's
they're going to have next
start
year.
Start cloning.
Hey, get a clip from you know that Pulp Fiction discussion.
Yeah,
yeah, bacon tastes good. Yeah. Pork chops taste good.
Your doggy or kitty? The Texas Supreme Court today is hearing a case that would let people claim damages for the sentimental value of their pets. This has never been done before. Up till now, courts have only dealt with the market value of domestic animals. This Texas court will now rule on a case of accidental euthanasia by an animal shelter. Somebody's pet got picked up, was put to sleep before the owner could rescue it.
1,000%.
Yeah.
I'm all in on that. Anybody
even
that's
Frankie?
Ever, anybody that's ever...
Oh, hold on.
No, man, I don't eat pork.
Wow.
Are you Jewish? No, I ain't Jewish. I just don't dig on swine, that's all.
Why not?
Pigs are filthy animals. I don't eat filthy animals.
Yeah, bacon tastes good. Pork chops taste good.
It's the magic iPad of clips.
God, you know, Travolta can do anything in his career. That is
never top that.
Yeah. Bacon tastes good. He's all heroined out.
Yeah.
Poor Chesty.
Poor Chesty. Poor Rob. Good.
No, if you have an animal, you know, anybody that's ever had an animal, of course.
Member of the family for most people.
You know, you take your animal to the vet and they put it to sleep by accident, you ought to get some bucks out of them.
And if it's a pig, think of the value.
Absolutely.
Because with the soy and the bacon. Oh. Yeah.
And on weed, for those who care. The federal government has launched a massive crackdown on the medical marijuana dispensaries in Los Angeles. Many shut down yesterday. The dispensaries are legal in parts of California, but are still in violation of federal laws that the Obama administration said it would not enforce.
Let me say hi to my friend Rich out in L.A. Hi, Rich. How you doing?
There will be more busts.
What made you think of him?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
There'll be more, but quoting a spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office, we couldn't do all of L.A. at once. There's just too many stores.
Rich can't take your message, Mike. He's out buying Funyuns and Oreos.
Funyuns.
Now to the presidential race. If NASCAR fans are any indication, Barack Obama will be reelected. A new Zogby poll of NASCAR fans has them favoring the president over Mitt Romney 49-42%.
The polls I have ever heard you say, and I read about this, right? I would be freaked out if I was Mitt Romney about this poll.
Well,
I'm stunned by this.
And there's more, but Romney was booed at the Daytona 500 in February, you may recall. He teased some fans on that rainy day about their plastic ponchos, quoting him, "I really like those fancy raincoats you bought, really sprang for the big bucks." Asked if he's a NASCAR fan, Romney replied famously that day, "I have friends who are team owners."
He's such a douche.
But in the real polls, Obama has...
Did he complain about the windows on NASCARs, why they can't be open?
I don't know that he's been in one, or why they can't close, I guess. In the real polls, Obama has broken out of the tie and into the lead. A new CBS poll has him 12 points ahead of Romney in Pennsylvania, 10 points ahead in Ohio, 9 points ahead in Florida, a clear lead in Virginia, all of these...
What
states.
Is the clear lead in our battleground state of Virginia?
I don't have the percentage in front of me. I believe it's 9%, but I'll double check
that. You
know,
they're the enemy.
Who's the enemy?
Obama!
9 points or 9%?
9%. 9%.
9%. Okay.
Yeah. And if you have a margin of error, 3 points, 3%, then that would be a 6-point lead. If you reduce.
Aren't points and percent almost the same?
Yeah, they are.
Why did you threw percent in there and you confused me?
Well, they mean the same thing.
Okay.
In this, yeah, they do.
Right. What sounds better to you, though?
Well, I think you should mix it up.
So pretty close to a similar lead that he's got in the other battleground states.
Yes, very much so.
Okay. What is he saying about bacon?
Huh?
What is he saying about bacon?
Bacon tastes good.
So all that's
pork
left
chops taste good.
Really are the debates for Obama to fumble.
And the first debate, what?
Bad
next?
Position to be in.
October 3rd, Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday night.
It's a bad position to be in because he has to play safe, and this will force Mitt to be a little more dynamic, and you benefit from that during a debate.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch the debates because, really, I still believe anything can happen.
Do they have replacement moderate?
I'm really, you know, if my prediction where I said Mitt Romney's going to win this thing way back when, I feel really stupid about it.
Oh, you shouldn't.
No, I'm standing by my
I agreed with you reluctantly then. I did agree with you.
I'm just curious. Does the debate have a replacement moderator?
Why?
Because it could fumble badly, like the NFL.
No, stop it.
Okay.
A lot of people are having
that parties. That wasn't funny.
No, it wasn't. Debate. It wasn't meant to be.
So what broke the tie?
Think they're buying it?
What changed things? The best guess about what broke the tie is Romney's 47% comment. A new Washington Post poll shows that remark did not set well with 61% of us.
I really can only speak for myself, mm-hmm. and I will tell you, everybody knows that I'm a, you know, I'm left of center. Everybody knows that.
What?
However, I, as you guys know from the tone of the show and everything else, the tone of the show for me changed after that.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to that and it pissed me off. Mm-hmm. I really legitimately, I heard it. I'm like, I remember, and this is before the hype machine got hold of it. Mm-hmm. I saw it online and I watched it. I go, you know, I felt, being in my financial situation, mm-hmm. I looked at that. I said, "Oh, what a dick!" That's how I felt.
I don't let Bill Maher set my political agenda, but he said something in words that I could never come up with that I thought was pretty great. That is a film of him doing something in secret that everyone suspected that he was doing in secret.
That's a joke, but as a joke, but it is kind of true.
Yeah.
Washington Post poll gives Romney a 61% negative rating on his campaign.
Right.
When people were asked, how do you feel the two candidates are conducting their campaigns? It was negative 61% for Romney. His positive rating, 35% now down to.
Wow.
A Pennsylvania judge says he might issue an injunction to keep that state's new voter ID law from being enforced. Critics of the law say the rules have been made even more strict since the law was passed.
Did I bring in the one for Virginia? Did I read that on the show?
No, you
read it to me after the show.
I got it in Virginia. It's ridiculous.
One of the objections, of course, is that these last-minute changes were literally made last-minute, just 5 weeks before the presidential election.
Right, by design.
Sarah Silverman did a great piece on it that we will play uncensored on the bonus show this week.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Check that out. You'll love that.
Other news. Chicago prosecutors say they might still make an arrest in the Tylenol killings of 30 years ago. Back then, seven people died from taking the product that had been laced with cyanide by some kook.
I was in sixth grade.
I remember it.
Yeah.
It was scary as hell.
This led to the tamper-proof packaging that we wrestle with today. Prosecutors have a person of interest, but they're still short on evidence. There may be a new grand jury investigation to make up that evidence gap.
Robert Blake.
The Boy Scouts are. For the first time in history, the Boy Scouts are reviewing their files on child sexual predators. A court case recently revealed that scouting officials failed to report hundreds of incidents of alleged sexual abuse.
Interesting.
New subway ads in New York. How stupid is this? New subway ads in New York have led to tighter security on those trains and in their stations. The ad, placed by an outfit called the American Freedom Defense Initiative, uses the word savage to describe Muslims. What could possibly go wrong?
And there are a lot of Muslims in New York. We live there.
Yeah, true enough. Yeah,
too fat to fight.
Idiots.
A new report says 1 in 4 young adults are too fat to join the U.S. military, and that it is now a national security issue.
1 in 4?
1 in 4.
Wow.
That was always my secret, in case they brought the draft back.
I mean, I'm fat, but I wasn't fat when I was a kid.
I was.
How were kids? Were you fat when you were a kid?
I probably could have gotten into the military, but my plan was always to be too fat and then join the USO and entertain the troops.
Were you Private Pyle fat when you were a kid?
No, you know what?
You were Private Pyle's age.
Which was what?
18, we're going to assume.
Right now,
the question is funny. When you were private, let's say 21.
Okay, I can tell you where
21.
I'm at. Right now, I'm about 25 pounds heavier than I was in college.
Hello, Joker.
I think I could have gotten in the military.
Okay.
I'm not sure they'd want me.
Not with those limp wrists.
That's right.
And finally,
do a podcast about my wrist, Jackass.
State fairs.
You want to get it all up there?
Yeah, I think I'm all right.
You want somebody
now
to dance on your chest at all?
All right, I think I'm all right now.
Finally.
Finally.
Yes.
State fairs
sounds
may
like
seem
finally.
State
Jesus, that's not
for the last time.
God, you're terrible.
State fairs may seem about as relevant as a dial-up connection, but apparently not all state fairs are created equally. The New Mexico State Fair was more than just fried dough and corn dogs this year. There were 45 arrests for drugs and 85 arrests related to prostitution.
Wow.
Nothing says a state fair like hookers. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, thank you, Buzz.
She got a blue ribbon.
Wow. Prostitution at the state fair.
That's because they do it too much at night. There's an element over the years that I've seen at state fairs. If you go, we don't go at night.
Do you think it's
to
seedy?
The local fair.
Is it seedy?
It's very seedy.
No pork shortage there.
And then people actually stand outside your house and scream. Our show today was brought to you by TLC Laser Eye Center. TLC, the lifetime commitment is huge. They've got locations all over the nation. If you move, you're covered. And if you want to see and put down your glasses, contact TLC to see what you've been missing. Call them at 877-TLC-2020. Get it? 2020?
Yeah. I don't know.
877-TLC-2020 or find them online at LASIK.com. That's LASIK.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about TLC on the Mike O'Mara Show. TLC Laser Eye Center.
And don't forget tomorrow's bonus show. We answer any question you ask. Submit your question. MikeO'MaraShow.com/AskTMOS.
And we'll review our bands tomorrow for Reno.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Sorry about the window, Captain. Now, can I get some peanuts, please?